Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's Steely Dan bringing this back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the top futurists of our time, and has been now for decades, author of a bunch of books, including Future Edge, Five Regions of the Future, also his seminal work, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's also a film that you got to watch. Hey, Joel, let's talk about some new energy options.
Before we do that, can I say one thing?
Uh-huh.
I just want to say one thing. Jim's book on the third effect, is that the title again?
The Third Ingredient.
The Third Ingredient is a classic explanation of what has been going on in the United States of America for the last couple of years, and culminated in the last couple of days. And if you want to get a real insight into that, you need to read Jim's book.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that. I really do. That means a lot for me for you to say that. The Third Ingredient, the Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. Hey, Joel, I want to talk about this new energy option that you've come up with, that you've identified, this new energy source. It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid on the verge, isn't it?
It's taking stuff that's around and focusing it and committing to a very large project which changes the nature of the understanding of the process, and it's basically wind power used to turn generators, producing electricity in the North Sea. These are offshore, so they're far away and not physically or visually bothersome. That electricity then is piped, you know, through wires to a plant on land that takes the electricity and uses it to make hydrogen from water, which is what they call clean or green hydrogen. There's no CO2 involved in it, even though most hydrogen today is rendered via through the natural gas. And what this does is this is a game changer in the sense of Shell Oil. I love the last name. Shell Oil is going to be Shell hydrogen, and there's a huge market in Europe for hydrogen, both industrially and in terms of transportation. And if they get it right, they will set the standard for hydrogen production, and it'll be able to be replicated around the world.
Well, you helped us, you introduced us to hydrogen years ago, the hydrogen scheme of power. The beauty of what you just described is the problem with wind is, when it works, it does create electricity, but the problem with electricity is it's hard to store, and it's complicated and expensive to transfer. But if you can convert it, this is a triple conversion, right? Natural wind into electricity into hydrogen, which can be stored and transported and held, right? I mean, it's like a wine. It doesn't go bad, right? That's the beauty of this thing, isn't it? It's not either or, it's both and.
Both and, with one caveat, which is you do have to have the storage.
Right.
And we've seen this with electricity, too. In fact, you brought it up where the companies were just actually giving their electricity away in California because it was being generated at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Where there was no need for it.
Right.
So there's always that possibility, but my guess is Shell will design around that because they know that is the problem.
Right.
But what it does is it gives us a route to, as you said, storable energy that's very clean when it's burned. They say, you know, only clean water, but that's not quite true. There are some hydroxides that come out of it, too.
Is there a shelf life of hydrogen fuel, do we know?
As far as we know, there is no shelf life except that, and this is your timing is perfect, except that if you run it through standard steel pipes and put it in a steel storage, the hydrogen literally leaks out between the molecules of the steel.
What do you put it in? What, ceramic? You got a glass? Or what are you going to use?
It leaks through everything except one thing. Graphene.
Wow. That's astonishing. Oh, man. Everything that goes around comes around. So, folks, what we're talking about here is one of the problems with electric vehicles is in order to make electricity, you got to burn some kind of fuel. And not right now, most of that's carbon. And so as long as you're using carbon fuel to make electricity to run an electric car, you know, how much are you really helping? Just like corn, ethanol is made from corn, right? But it takes more gallons of petroleum to make the corn than it does than you save in your gasoline. So that's not a good bargain. That's not a good bargain. So anything that
let me tell you what the one bargain about the CO2 is, though, because there's a point source use. When you have it coming out of automobile pipes, you can't capture it. But when you have it coming out of the power plant,
right,
you can really capture it and reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
another thing.
Caveat to point source energy.
Right. Well, I'm glad I got to stick this in here, and Joel knew it was coming. I got no problem with natural sustainable energy. I got a problem with accelerating it so fast that you take down an economy that's been built on 150 years of a paradigm, an energy paradigm. We got to make a transition that's sustainable, that works, that doesn't take down an economy. And there are people around the world who are jealous of the U.S. economy, and they want to accelerate what any kind of a danger to us. And I'm going to be fighting against that while I am in favor of sustainable energy. Quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.